For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo will join us at 9, and unless he suffers like I do from an eye thing, I don't know how he could not watch that game last night and determine that Drake May should absolutely be your week one starter. Yes, victory lap for you, Shime. Go ahead and take it this morning.
It's different when he's on the field compared to Jacoby Brissett. Like, the ability to escape some of the pressures minimizes just how bad that offensive line is, and it's bad.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's
like if I was playing.
He's going to get killed out there with that line, but so is Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
And so did Jacoby Brissett last night. But just to be clear, you talk about scrambling with the football. He did it very first series that he was in that game last night and went and got you a first down. So, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's the May way. As the bracelets read,
yes.
It has to be the May way.
And his protection, too, when the snaps just weren't going his way. Like, as a rookie quarterback, in my mind, he just looked like nothing could rattle him. And isn't that all you want?
Yeah, he definitely looks the part. Like, you know what I mean? And I get it's preseason and people are going to talk about...
Oh, I know. Greg, you're gushing about him against the twos and the threes and against the Washington Commanders. I get it.
But he can control the huddle. Like, he looks functionable out there as a starter. And he has the athletic ability to get out of some sticky situations and make some plays when he's on the run. So that's what you look for in a young guy, that he's not rattled mentally.
Yeah.
And so far, that's what it looks like. So just play him and see where it takes you. And then next season, he'll have all that, you know, he'll have all those reps underneath his belt.
Yeah, I mean, we have an opening in the cart room at Granite for that backup center last night, who has an issue when it comes to transferring the football to the quarterback. But you're not going to have to worry about that because of David Andrews.
So no.
Thank God. Praise Jesus for David Andrews.
Well, that's the position you look at. You go, right now, when you start to look at where the Patriots are in depth as far as offensive line, I kind of look and I go, all right, Michael Owenu's probably going to play right tackle. That's what I would do. City solid guard, David Andrews at center. Then it would be trying to figure out who I'm going to have at the left guard. It might be the Mafi kid. And your left tackle is, granted, I get it, it's, you know, the most valuable position on the offensive line, and you don't know where you are at that position. But the other guys are kind of like, you kind of know where you're going with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about whether or not Gerard Mayo is going to say, we're going to let Drake May be the week one stop.
I mean, Shime, your guy played without a shoe last night. That's all I need to see.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you need from him, Greg? He can do it with one foot.
Yeah, you don't need much.
I don't know. I'm concerned, though, that maybe not on this show this morning at 9, but later on today when he is supposedly going to share his decision that Gerard Mayo somehow decides that Jacoby Brissett, as long as his shoulder isn't a lingering situation, is going to be the guy.
How depressing is that, though? Like, you watch that out, that body of work out there, and granted it was short for Jacoby and he did get hurt, but like, is there any oomph behind him? Is anybody watching that saying, wow, I'm really excited for this season when it's Jacoby Brissett out there?
No.
Like, no disrespect, but
other than the Brissett family, I would say probably you're right about it. There's no oomph.
And if he goes,
we need more oomph.
We need some pizzazz.
We need some oomph.
And if he goes with Jacoby Brissett, then that tells me, which you should never coach this way, but that tells me they're afraid he's going to get hurt. That's what they – and they're praying and hoping
they're
that –
They're afraid that Drake May is going to get
hurt. If he's the starter. And they're praying and hoping that Jacoby Brissett can play several weeks without getting hurt until maybe they feel like they have more confidence in the offensive line. But if you have a concern, just listen. Keep an extra tight end in there or a running back and protect the edges a little bit. But that, if he's not the week one starter, that's what it tells me.
Yeah, I cannot wait to talk to Gerard Mayo about it because mm-hmm. I cannot wait to hear where he is at this moment this morning on
right.
the two of them. So, and we will talk with the head coach of the New England Patriots coming up at 9. Not a very good weekend for your Boston Red Sox. They were... Can you still use the term slaughtered? Is that okay, or yeah. is that a problem?
No, I think I'll you use
it.
That.
Okay, I heard over the weekend that the term this is important for you, Wiggy. I've been in it for quite some time, but the term empty nester has become a real issue and needs to be canceled. So
really,
yeah. But so slaughtered. We could talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Slaughtered Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. Your walking runs in, and then you can't even salvage the series with a single win yesterday.
And what were you up 4-0 in that
yeah.
game?
Yes. Yep. So I
at home too. It's a home issue with them.
I know it's become one.
Yeah.
Now so. We're just basically at the point of this season where it's like they keep us invested just enough. Because, like, let's say they'll win another couple of series, or maybe they win their next series, and they get 2.5 games back from that third wild card spot.
But
they're not close enough to where they're not bad enough where they're completely out of it.
No, if you don't consider the third wild card to be completely out of it, yes.
Right.
I mean, they're the Boston Red Sox.
Right, but isn't that what people are looking at?
Are people looking at the fabled Boston Red Sox
mm-hmm.
as being, are they going to be happy with a team that is hanging on 3 games out of the third and final wild card spot
mm-hmm.
that didn't exist up until, 10 years ago or 8 years ago, whatever it was?
Well, it keeps you invested just enough because they're 4.5 out now. If they were like 6.5 games out, I think people would be like, whatever. But that's the problem with this team. They're not completely out of it where you're just like, all right, there's no need to really invest in them no more. They just do enough to kind of, like, even though nobody's expectations are high, but they do enough just to keep you hanging around.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about, Patriots and Red Sox and other things. Curtis is on vacation this mm-hmm. week. I mean, not officially, but from my perspective, last week of summer, which is so depressing. I guess we still have Labor Day weekend, and so we'll make the
summer's
make
over
most of that. But yeah. it's kind of done and finished.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Walter. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I agree with you guys. May should start. He's clearly better, but you shouldn't worry. You'll see him by end of the first quarter because Seth's going to get hurt. They're going to send free rushes all day against Cincinnati. It's going to be brutal. So he's going to get in
yeah.
because there's no way. They haven't played against a starting defense, and they've let free runners go every game. So
yeah.
And Brissett doesn't move like him. You'll see May early regardless. So
yeah.
Well, but he is head and shoulders above Robinson.
Your lips to Mayo's ears.
But I agree with the call of it. Yeah. Don't you feel like that even if Jacoby Brissett starts in week one, you know,
he's not going to last long.
Yeah, it's.
But what's the point then of everybody saying that they're worried about Drake getting hurt? So if Jacoby goes out, then what? They're going to put
Drake in?
Yeah. Well, so that's what I'm saying. So then Drake's going to get hit over and over again anyway. Right. So just start him.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't get why their theory is this way of their concern, because you're going to see him relatively early. That's why I said I set the over and under at six games, yeah. And I think you're going to see Drake May well before week six.
You just can't
six.
Have it both ways. Either you're going to tell me that if Jacoby gets hurt, you're going to put Milton in or Zappy, then that's one thing, and you're protecting Drake from the O-line and everything that goes along with it, or you're going to put Drake May in and you should just start him.
Yeah. Zappy's gone, though. I mean, right. Let's be honest. Hey, you know, it's going to be Jacoby, Drake, Milton. Yeah. And then you're going to see if you can allow Zappy to get on with somebody else. You're not going to keep four quarterbacks.
I think Milton looks better than Drake May does. You see those? Yeah. There's already been one of those in the Twitch chat.
Miller time. He brought all of his comments to the text line, then had to make sure that they were heard in the Twitch.
Oh, you'll get that. You'll get that.
Speaking of Twitch, you can watch the show on Twitch and on YouTube. And thank you in advance to those who are or will watch the show on Twitch. You can even participate in the lively, sometimes dangerous Twitch chat, which is ongoing during this show. We are going to get to today's leads in 10 minutes or thereabouts. They said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports coming up at 7. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:30 or 7:45 or so. And as I mentioned at the start of the show this morning, we will talk with the head coach of the New England Patriots, Jerod Mayo, at about 9 on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI. Here for you now is Courtney, our queen, with what is trending right this moment.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Trying a new energy drink this morning, a new pre-workout. We will see how this one hits me. I've seen too many people in my DMs, on Twitch, on the text line, telling me the bad parts about Celsius.
Uh-huh.
So I have made the switch.
Okay. What are you mentioning the product? Or?
Well, it's called C4. Shime likes it as well, I believe. So we'll see.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I could be jittery. I don't know.
Now, what is it when you say the pre-workout? Are you planning on benching 400 pounds or something? Like, what is your what is your schedule? What do you need to pre for?
I have a solid core class immediately after the show.
Okay.
Solid core.
So you're going to do some jumping jacks or something?
No, you are on a reformer, a Pilates reformer, and it's quite difficult.
Is that the machine thing?
Yes.
That's called a reformer?
Yes.
I see.
Well,
okay. See
what you got to do.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't work, I'll put you on my boy with wake-up water.
You have a boy for everything.
Yes, he does.
And it's none of that, like, jittery, like, you know, it's wake-up
like
water.
Concussion water?
It's like energy water, so.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He's a C4 guy, a healthy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What up, Tyler?
If you're wondering, my pre-workout this morning was the extraordinary banana bread that DMs made for me this weekend.
Ooh. Oh.
It was 110 out of 100, the banana bread, with chocolate
chips.
You know, chips in it.
Greg, can I make a claim?
No, you cannot comment. You can't tell me that you used to eat banana bread and you've given it up. You can't say
No, I'm not going to say that. No. I'm going to say I think banana bread is the most underrated of the breads.
Oh, of the entire bread universe?
Yeah, because we talk a lot about on this show about Wiggy loves scally bread,
right.
The focaccias of the world. No.
Banana
bread always gets overlooked.
Yeah, you know what? It's of interest because it can be breakfast, but it can also be a dessert.
Absolutely.
And there aren't a lot of breads that can be a breakfast, if you want, a snack, and a dessert. There just are not a lot that are in that category.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's so good.
But anyway,
it's unique. All right.
I'm glad you got a new pre-workout.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. The Patriots dropped their final preseason game 20-10 against the Commanders. The one touchdown for the Pats came from a Drake May-led Kevin Harris score. Drake played the most out of the four QBs, completing 13 of 20 passes for 126 yards and that touchdown. Jacoby Brissett started this one. He completed 2 of 4 passes for 19 yards. Drake would have another TD, but it was called back for illegal formation. Here's what Drake had to say about that.
I think they went cloud. We kind of had a high-low concept to the left. I was trying to work backside and ended up getting outside the pocket. And I think it would have been close if I passed the line. It was definitely real close. I'm not sure what the team copy looked like. But, KJ just making a play. And Bummer got called back. But same thing, just hurting ourselves and a two-minute drive. Can't do that.
We also already mentioned it this morning, but Jacoby did get banged up during his time out there, favoring his throwing shoulder. We'll talk to Jerod Mayo at 9 o'clock this morning and be able to ask him about an update, but here is what he had to say after the game last night.
Would he have been able to play?
He would have been able to continue.
What's his health status right now? Is he?
I talked to him. Look, we'll see tomorrow. You always feel a little bit more sore the next day, but he said he was good. We'll find out tomorrow.
The Sox dropped their finale with Arizona 7-5, completing the Diamondbacks sweep. They now have the Blue Jays in town tonight, welcoming them to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Oh, and of note, Danny Jansen will make Major League Baseball history today. Early game, the game suspended by rain.
Mm-hmm.
He will be behind the plate, and he will be the first Major League Baseball player ever to play for two teams in a single game. So that at least is a highlight when it comes to this season for the Boston Red Sox.
It's very cool. So, yeah. Very, very cool. And quickly, it took extra innings, but Florida beat Taiwan in the Little League World Series. So USA, USA.
All right.
Signature Farms Boneless Chicken is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. Here is Scheimer with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 64 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 78. Also a chance of brief thunderstorms later this afternoon. But overall, a nice little day for you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.